won't hold the suspense any longer. Carla, could you please read item 869?
Authorize an emergency construction contract with Stettler Supply and Construction in the estimated amount of $681,500 for the rehabilitation or replacement of failed pumps and motors in drinking water production wells 3, 13, and 26.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, we are blessed at the City of Portland to have the two largest supplies of safe and reliable water in the state. First, of course, is the Bull Run Watershed. The second is the Columbia South Shore Wellfield. The wellfield is Portland's second supply source to augment and provide a backup to our Bull Run water supply. Urgent repairs are required of some of the pumps at the wellfield, and it's my pleasure to introduce Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, who's flying solo today, from the Portland Water Bureau to give us a brief introduction.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. As Commissioner said, the pumps in ground in our wells 3, 13, and 26 are part of the Columbia South Shore well field, which we have 26 wells in that well field. We rely on the well field as our secondary supply source to augment and provide a backup when Bull Run water supply is not available. The well field provides approximately 100 million gallons for short periods of time and about 70 million gallons a day during sustained long periods. We have three wells that represent 14 million gallons, or about 14% of our capacity that's available. These wells have failed between February and May of 2018. Without them in service, there's a risk of us not being able to meet the demands when we need to turn the system on. In addition, the well field is a critical part of our compliance with the state and EPA's interim measures while we build the treatment facility for Bull Run. We have entered into a negotiated We've negotiated an emergency contract with Stettler Supply and Construction for the performance of the work for the repairs. The work is on private property in an industrial area near the airport and does not have any residential neighbors. Funding was not included in our 2018-19 adopted budget, but will be added to during the fall bump. And what we're doing is moving money from other program contingency to cover that work. The total estimate for the work has a low confidence rating because as emergency repairs, you have to take the motors out of the wells and then send them off to figure out exactly the extent of the damage or the extent of the repairs that need to be done. That's why we were calling it a low confidence. So we're asking for an emergency contract, for the authorization for our emergency contract, and to authorize payment. Any questions?
Yeah, I have just a couple. So tell me about failed pumps. We have three different production wells where the pumps have failed. Is this a common occurrence, or is this a coincidence that we have three at once?
I think it's just coincidental that three of them have failed at the same time. They do fail over time. Usually when we take them apart and do maintenance on them, we have a sense that they're going out, and so we can turn those ones off. It's unusual to have. So we have an ongoing fiscal budget of replacing and maintaining wells over time. It's just that three of them went bad at the same time, and we just weren't planning for that.
Okay, and so just to be clear, and it states it in the title, but I guess I just need to repeat it for my own edification, you're not necessarily replacing those pumps. If they pull them apart and it just needs new gears or whatever, they'll just replace that piece if that's
correct.
The cost-effective way to do it.
Correct.
And they do go through a regular maintenance
yes,
cycle?
They do.
How
yes,
often
they do.
Is that cycle?
I don't know that, but I can be happy to get it for you.
Okay, very good. Colleagues, any further questions?
Question.
Commissioner Fritz.
These are pump wells 3, 13, and 26. So how many do we have altogether?
We have 26 that are production wells, and then we have a bunch of monitoring wells as well.
So it's 3 out of 26?
Yes.
Great, thank
you. What happens if the pump breaks? I assume the well is, are there backup pumps? Are there other pumps? How does it work?
So if a pump itself breaks, then that well is out of commission until we can bring in a brand new pump system to go into it.
And would the public notice that, or does it just get
No, we would
redirected?
Just turn it off. We would turn it offline and route water around to go to one of the other wells.
Okay.
Mayor, you just said something interesting. You said, would the public notice it? Earlier today, Kurt and Rob Widmer were here. And many years ago, when then David Schaff was the director of the Bureau, we had lunch with the Widmer brothers. At the time, they did not have a single point of contact with the Bureau, so we made the director the single point of contact because they're obviously one of our biggest customers. Very bullish on Bull Run water. One of the reasons that they decided to expand their footprint here is that we have such great water. But when in the summertime we shift to a blended water and we bring some Columbia well water in, it does change the pH a little bit.
Yes, it does.
And so we set up a system with them and with other breweries where we gave them advance notice of that change. And it turns out even a minor blending has enough of an impact on their production processes that they like as much notice as possible. They make some adjustments in their brewing process so that the consumer doesn't know any different. A Widmer Hefeweizen tastes the same. The consumer's not going to know the difference. But there is a difference in pH. And so and the concern that they have is timely notice of when we shift to a blended supply.
That is interesting.
That is
very
interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. This is an emergency ordinance because of the nature of the issue here. Carla, please call the roll. I'm sorry. Public testimony. I forgot.
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all of the information about the betterments. I think that's a very nice word. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Teresa. Aye.
Wheeler.
Yeah, thank you. I always feel like I learn a lot from these presentations. I appreciate your being here. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Colleague.